Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. Day five of. Are we calling this LaFleur watch at this point? Policy pause? Whatever it is, we await.
Not policy, whatever that was.
That's policy not, pause? Yeah, we're sitting around waiting. Policy's the one making decisions here, right?
Now.
Okay. Well, come up with something better, Jesse. Well, remember,
yeah,
solutions.
Fine, I'll work on it.
All right. Well, I was doing that off the cuff. The Matt LaFleur waiting on Godot policy continues. But trending, that's the word everybody's using now, trending toward Matt LaFleur, continuing as the Green Bay Packers head coach. Addition. I can tell you who won't be the Packers head coach. Homer's guy. John Harbaugh reportedly headed to the New York football Giants. I wonder how that'll work out. Think they'll win a Super Bowl under him?
Nope.
And what does this mean for Jeff Hafley? Two interviews in 2 days, still three more to go for him this week. Will the players who are hoping that he stays get what they wish? Edition of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, just like the webinar will be on events.annexwealth.com.
Nice hat.
Yeah. On Twitter,
you
Facebook,
tuning in?
And YouTube.
You
Are you going to change
in?
Shirts?
Why? What's wrong with this shirt?
No, now you got nothing. Them all feeling subconscious about it.
I'm wondering if you're dressing
up. I'm not
up
subconscious.
For it.
Just I'm not subconscious a bit. I don't appreciate when Jason does that. I don't do that to him. Because when he says it, you're saying you're not going to wear that shirt.
Yeah,
that was that's what you're saying.
Heavily implied.
I am asking if for something with a prominent investment company and great partner, if you're just going to wear a t-shirt. That's all I'm asking.
I don't know yet. I'm taking the last segment off to make sure we get everything situated.
Thanks for letting us know.
Jason, let's be honest. The last segment, we start and Jesse's like, we're 30 seconds out. We should have been out 30 seconds
It's all
ago.
Good. Yeah.
So
I want
that's
you to
why
be ready.
It's not something.
This is important.
Thanks. I'm going to go put a suit and tie on. No, I'm going to put a suit and tie on.
Literally what I was asking, because then I am definitely attending.
I'm not putting a suit and tie on.
Put your old Packers
jersey on. I am
on.
Doing this. Jason, I am not the expert. I am old T joining and asking the questions that people like me would ask. I'm not Dr. Brian Jacobson. I don't know why silver is rocketing. I don't understand the geopolitical impact on this. So I'm going to be here as old T, as a 48-year-old dude trying to figure out, how should I handle my retirement? What things should we be looking at? I'm not going to get all dolled up and do something that I ain't. I'm not going to do that.
But
why would I?
It's
just a guy looking to manage his money.
I understand.
Do you?
I do, actually. I do. But
you
also
go to – now, if it was a grand opening at Annex's new store or whatever it would be,
I'll dial up.
But I'm not – if like I'm going to meet the CEO, if I'm going to meet Dave and the team, and it's like we got a big meeting with so-and-so, yeah, I'll put a suit and tie on.
Sure.
But I'm doing a webinar.
Isn't
if I was going to Steinhoffel's, if I was invited to a gala at Steinhoffel's, I wouldn't show up in Crocs and gym shorts and an old mesh T-shirt. No.
Jason's the
Nobody
guy who
would
notoriously
do that.
Did show
no,
up
I don't know anybody that would meet
Bank
the CEO of Steinhoffel's. Nobody would do that, right? So that's
Steinhoffel's
so yes.
Such a great partner. Glad that they appreciate my style and continue to support our show, just like Annex Wealth Management, which is allowing Taush to dress however he wishes. Now that's
but I am gonna. I will have a different ensemble.
Oh,
but it's
so
not
after all of that. I was right.
No, I'm not wearing a suit.
I didn't think you. Come on, I've known you 25 years, 26 now. Do you really think I thought you were going to put on a suit?
Yeah.
No,
I did.
No,
I thought you did.
No.
In fairness, we've known him a long time, and I never thought he'd host a webinar. So here we are.
It's true.
What is that supposed to mean?
He's very tech savvy, is what that means.
Uh huh.
And so I hope your IT staff is on the case. I'll be honest. This is how I envisioned it because I thought he's wearing a hat. He always wears a hat. I thought Annex Wealth Management quarter zip with the logo. So it dresses it up a little bit, but certainly not out
maybe
of your comfort zone fashion-wise.
Maybe
that's
that'll be part of it. Yeah, that
now,
might be part of it.
On
sure.
with the show.
Thank you. Man.
You're not going to
By the way,
that
Dr.
Shirt,
Brian Jacobson joining Wilde and Taush at 11:15 today to break down different.
What's he wearing?
No, we want him for post-game reaction. We want him on
whose stock is up and whose stock is down? Matt LaFleur at Policy.
We want him on Annex.
It's actually not
really
a bad
good idea.
Annex
That's
game,
a really good idea.
Annex game.
We'll get our
Jesse
friends. We'll get our friends at Annex to see if we can. We might have to pay Dr. Brian Jacobson to come on the show, though, and that. You know, that doesn't fit our budget. So
he has to fit us in between CNBC and Bloomberg because he does all that stuff. It's pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to it. All right, so now that we've solved the fashion dilemma, we continue to be in a holding pattern on Matt LaFleur and his future. I think Adam Schefter has said this. I know Rob Domofsky said this with KBN yesterday. I don't know who they talked to. I think I talked to probably somebody different. But the word that I keep, it's trending in the right direction, but nothing is finalized. Trending in the right direction if you want Matt LaFleur to continue as the head coach, which Matt LaFleur does. I know that. I thought, and I want to, I'm going to call a little bit of an audible,
so,
Jesse.
So, Jason, before
please,
you get into
sure,
this.
Yes, let's from call an audible before I call my audible. Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Well, I'm Aaron Rodgers here. I'm going to audible on your audible. From your
yes,
perspective,
you
don't care about the end result. You only care about the story. You have been crystal clear about that, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm allowed to have an opinion, and I know it's an unpopular one. But I think I think keeping Matt LaFleur is the right decision. I will say that.
No, but from a story standpoint and as a storyteller, because, again, you're not a fan, and you don't care about all that. You only want good stories. The best story here and the most drama would be if they don't bring it back.
No, the best story here is that a significant portion of the fan base wants them to fire his ass. They don't. He comes back, and they win the Super Bowl next year. That's the best story.
Or the best story would be from another great story would be if they hire Mike McCarthy back and he wins a championship.
Well, I have suggested that idea as well, yes.
Does that not trump?
Sign me up for that one, too. Yes.
We'll so that's what I'm saying.
You are, from a story perspective, what do we think is going to happen? We think they're going to sign Matt LaFleur to a deal. I don't know the terms. That's what I think is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Do we hope he wins a championship? I do. But from your perspective and loving drama and loving the story, the better story is for him to go and to bring someone else in and win, no?
No. And by the way, drama, sure. Drama's fun. You know what I really don't like? And it doesn't matter who it is, right? Like, we all knew during the 2005 season while you were playing that Mike Sherman was getting canned. That was pretty evident pretty early. We knew in 2018, the only thing shocking about Mike McCarthy's firing in 2018, including to Mike, was that it happened with four games left of the season, and they didn't let him finish out the year, right? You know when that's happening. But even in those cases, I'm never happy when people get fired. And so I don't get that part of the storyline also comes with the, like, Matt LaFleur and Bree of two sons that I'm sure want to continue in school with all their friends. I know it's a big boy league. They have a bunch of perks that they get as Matt LaFleur's sons that make it awesome. But that still
like
sucks.
What kind of perks they get?
I'm sure that when your dad makes $9 million a year, which Madison and Sydney's dad not make that.
We think. We don't know how much he makes.
Right. Well, you don't know how much I make.
I have a pretty good idea.
We know how much you don't make.
Significantly less. My point is that I can't root for a story in which someone and multiple people lose their jobs. Like, I have said this multiple times. I think they're going to make a change with the offensive coordinator. I take no joy in that. That's not a good story. If they bring in Mike McDaniel and they let him have the play-calling duties, that is a really interesting story. But I don't want it to come at the expense of Adam Stenovich and his four kids. Like, that's how I'm wired. They have to do the right thing for the organization. If that means that Adam Stenovich gets fired, then that's their decision. But I'm not going to root for those storylines. What I would root for, since it's trending this way anyway, is because I want to see if they put
together. But you rooted for Lance Easley to get fired. It's the same thing.
I rooted for Lance Easley for his short-term. No. He was a replacement official. Yeah. He crossed the picket lines.
Yeah.
To that, and then was a charlatan and used it to. He rewrote a book. He went on a tour. All the adversity I overcame, never admitting his mistake. I don't like people that don't admit mistakes.
Maximized his opportunity.
He did. He did not throw away his shot. Anyway, as much as I could talk about Lance Easley all day, the idea that Matt LaFleur comes back next season and shoves it up everyone's you-know-what and makes the changes required for them to have more success in his own coaching, in Goody's roster building, in staff selections. The Packers change their approach and spend more extravagantly on coaches. All those things happen, and they go win a flipping Super Bowl? That's a hell of a story. It's a hell of a story. Maybe not quite as good as Mike McCarthy returning as the head coach and leading them to a Super Bowl, but still really, really good. Now, I don't know about any of those things happening in the future, but at some point, and this is the question I have for you, old T. Annex, at what point do they have to get going here?
Yesterday.
Like, as these jobs are going to fill, right? Now, the Giants deal has not been announced with John Harbaugh, but that's clearly what's going to occur. So now we're down to eight openings. Jeff Hafley is interviewed for two of them. He has interviews scheduled with three more. He will not be getting the Giants job.
I think he's job.
Getting a job. I think that's looking more and more feasible. Okay? But my question is, at what point do you have to say, all right, look, let's get this done, because if you're going to make staff changes, we need to start making them, because we don't want to lose a pool. Like, let's say he wants Raheem Morris if Jeff Hafley leaves. Let's say he wants Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel's done a bunch of interviews already. Like, at what point do they need to blank or get off the pot here and make their decision so they can move forward with their coach?
I said earlier this week, and I don't know if it was on KBN or Jim, Matt, and Molly, or
it's hard
this
to keep
show.
Track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if what that deadline was because of this, and I thought one of the things I was watching Get Up right before I jumped on here, and
I was watching Jimmy.
He said they've been having these discussions for weeks. Matt LaFleur, Ed Policy, and each other's teams. Not 3 days. It was never what. So that tells me, A, that they always wanted him back, and, B, it tells me there is a major sticking point. Because everybody here believes Matt LaFleur wants to be the head football coach of the Green Bay Packers. He's not burned out. He's probably as invigorated or reinvigorated as he's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it here. And it tells me that he is not getting the offer, at least at this point, that he feels is worthy of him being the head football coach of the Green Bay Packers with his resume as it is. Could that be wrong? No. Sometimes I'll say I could be wrong. I can't be wrong on that. Because if both sides want something and they agree to it, it's done. It's not, especially after a few weeks, and it's not as if there's some monster variables that are in play. Mm-hmm. Matt LaFleur is a longer tenured coach and had more success than some of these new coaches that have been brought in. And he shouldn't take less than what they've gotten. And if they offered him a 4 or 5 year deal that's averaging $15 million a year, I would think this thing would have been done 3 weeks ago. But it's not. And that's why it lingers. And to answer your question, when is the day? There's no better day than today. And you just get a feeling heading into, you know, divisional round playoffs, and you need to, now that one domino has fallen with John Harbaugh, everything else starts picking up, because it's just like in the draft. If you need a quarterback or you need an O-lineman, somebody grabs one. Maybe there's somebody, I don't love this guy the same, but I don't love the third or fourth option even worse.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pounce. We need to move, and those dominoes start falling. So I would think today's the day. And I would think, as we've heard, trending the right way, I would guess that today is when you'll hear something has happened. I thought yesterday, right at the end, but if you want to move coaches and you want to start shuffling staff, you can't sit and wait. And these assistant coaches, they worry too, because as you just mentioned,
yes,
they have kids, they have school, they have, and you're leaving them out to kind of on the lurch. That tells me that I think they probably realize that they're going to be staying in Green Bay, at least the ones not named the offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. I think that's kind of where we're at.
Offensive line coach potentially too. Again, I don't know what Matt LaFleur's plan is. I would also wonder if part of the conversation.
Why do you think this deal's not done, Jay?
Well,
why is it not done?
Well, T. I think you're probably right. I'm not willing to go quite so far. Could I be wrong? No. Which was really good. I enjoyed that thoroughly. What if it's, and again, we didn't spend time on talking about it. I feel like we would have been ahead of the curve, but we had a lot of things yesterday. And I heard Jen, Gabe, and Chewy talking about this story, but this Justice Mosqueda story about assistant coaches, I do wonder if that's another part of this, right? Is Matt LaFleur saying, hey, if we're going to do these negotiations, one of the other things is I really want to be able to spend more on assistant coaches. Like if I want to, let's say, again, this is hypothetical, theoretical. I have no idea if this has been part of his conversation with Ed Policy. But let's say Ed Policy says, look, Matt, I know you're a really good offensive coordinator and play caller, but I think one of the things we need from our head coach is a more 30,000-foot view. So I would love for you to bring in an offensive coordinator who you trust, who's been in this tree of offensive scheme, and I would love it if you could let him call the plays. You'd still have tons of input and game planning and everything else, but I would love it if you let him call. It is, but there are other people that could be good play callers, right? And again, I'm not saying this is the case. Just bear with me for a second.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that's part of the conversation, and Matt says, you know what? I think you're right. I think it's best for the team. Now, again, I'm not sure that it is best for the team, and I'm not sure Matt LaFleur would say it's best for the team. But let's say that's part of one of the stumbling blocks. And he says, I want Mike McDaniel. I love the guy. He's like my other brother. Like he's an honorary LaFleur, him and McVay. Not Kyle Shanahan, because I'm still mad at him for trying to steal my girlfriend / quarterback. But I want him. But he's going to cost some pretty good money. If you want me to give up play calling and have a guy that I trust to call plays so I can have a global view of the game, you're going to have to pay him. Are you willing to change the way we've been with assistant coach pay? Because the only person that's gotten paid around here is Rich Bisaccia. Right? So, I again, is that possible? Could I be wrong? Yes, I could be. But that's one of the things I wonder. Like, what else besides simply years and money is part of the conversation? Because if it was just years and money, and they're still stumbling blocks, then I wonder if the organization really wants him back, like truly wants him back, or feels like they don't have better options, or whatever it might be. That's what I would wonder.
Don't you kind of feel that way? Do you feel that way right now?
Look, part of the problem with all of the conversation around this, and I'm going to try and stay closer to the clock than I did yesterday with Bulaga's appearance.
Hot start.
But it's not very helpful. Is that a ladies' buck shirt?
No.
Or you just wear ladies' shirts for the Packers? Part of the problem is none of us have enough knowledge of Ed Policy's leadership style and the tent poles of his beliefs as the team president to know what he wants or doesn't want. Because, again, I see him sitting with Goody at all the games, right? It's an advantage for Goody, I would think, because he's not down on the sideline standing next to Matt LaFleur all game. But I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want Ed Policy standing over Matt LaFleur's ear and saying,
I don't
"Hey, I think you should run that. Hey, you should run a screenplay here."
Yeah, but you've seen how executives react in the press box. I mean, man, when I used to travel all the time, and I would have Ron Wolf behind me early in my career, the stuff he said in the press box while the game was going on, different than being next to just a shy, shrinking Violet who's just taking notes. My point is that we don't know enough about what Ed Policy believes, wants, or thinks to really be able to know what the holdups might be. It's all speculative. The more we get into and we didn't have this problem with the previous president because he had no filter, including on the WIAA girls state basketball.
Somebody needs to send old boy up from the WIAA. What's his name, Jesse, that did the great interview with Murphy? Get him up there and get this thing resolved. I don't remember who it was, but they crushed it. Basically broke the story that Rogers was gone.
Nick Tabbert?
Yes, it is. Good poll. Hello. By the way, Nick Tabbert will also be hosting a webinar with Annex Wealth Management later this month. Because he did such a great job with that conversation with the team president of the Green Bay Packers. No, that's Tausch's lane. He'll be doing that later today. But we got a lot to do first, including Tausch telling us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And for your New Year's resolution, it's getting to be the middle of the month. The sky is the limit. Pella's zero interest for 4 years finance offer. No payments, no interest for 4 years. Boy, you can get a lot done in 4 years. Hopefully, in these next 4 years, the Green Bay Packers under Matt LaFleur will win a division title. You get a college degree, raise your toddler until they're ready for school, and serve a full term as president. Start your own journey toward meeting your personal goals and enjoy Pella's highest quality products with exclusive features custom made for your home. This deal ends January 31st, so schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Tausch, I know Adam Schefter said something on Get Up that you'd like us to play. Before we do that, here's my question. And I want you to answer it when we come back. Is there any reason that you, we know how Homer feels, is there any reason that you feel any disappointment whatsoever that John Harbaugh will be the coach of the New York Giants and not the Green Bay Packers? Mark Tauscher answers that question next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
One of my favorite royalty-free tunes. Tausch, should you be disappointed in any way, shape, or form that John Harbaugh will be the coach of the New York Giants and not the Green Bay Packers? Because I know a guy who's going to be very disappointed. Here he is. He didn't join us this week because we used up his time with Bulaga. His name is Stephen True. He goes by Homer.
Who do you want as head coach of the Green Bay Packers, LaFleur or Harbaugh? And to me, it's easy. Harbaugh. Players listen to him, which it's clear is a problem with LaFleur based on the actions of his players. So whether Harbaugh has young or old people, there will be a better focus and they won't screw up so much.
You think their execution is a reflection that they don't listen to him?
Yes, totally, totally, yes. They're sloppy, they continue to make mistakes, he makes them, and I believe Harbaugh would be better at that, and the team would be better. That's why he fits so perfectly in this situation. He shouldn't even be available, but it happens just like it happened to Reed in Kansas City. At some point, they say we need to move on, and they do. He would be a perfect fit to respond to what is a sloppy Green Bay Packer team under the direction of LaFleur, who is outstanding at developing quarterbacks and calling plays.
That was a long segment yesterday. it was a lot. Look, the Buck Truman stops with Matt LaFleur. We all get that. But like when the defensive line coach messes up the substitution pattern or a player just runs off who's not supposed to, is that because Matt LaFleur isn't detailed enough? I don't know. I'll defer to you. But the idea that players will listen more to John Harbaugh than they do to Matt LaFleur, and that's the reason Homer cites for they'd be better off with John Harbaugh, I'm just not on board with that. Are you?
Tell me what is different about John Harbaugh and Mike McCarthy.
Nothing.
Go through their resumes. What's their difference?
John Harbaugh.
They both got a Super Bowl.
Harbaugh's been with one team for 18 years. McCarthy was at two.
Yeah.
Mike was with one team for 12 years, whatever it was?
12, yep. The 12 and 12 plus, I think, 12 games.
I would argue Mike McCarthy has showed that he can go to multiple places and do things offensively. He's changed. He got his defense going. I would argue Mike McCarthy's coaching career is better than John Harbaugh's. John Harbaugh has had the league MVP and the one seed twice and didn't do jack with it. John Harbaugh's group has underachieved. Now, you could say Green Bay underachieved under – they're underachieving. It was NFC championship games and divisional rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So the John Harbaugh love, if his name was John Smith, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. We just wouldn't. The Harbaugh name carries some weight, and I think John Harbaugh is a good coach. Do I think he's some legendary, iconic coach? No.
I do not.
Now, can he change that and go win in New York? I understand why people want him, but has he developed quarterbacks? He's been fighting more with quarterbacks and trying to find a system to fit with where Lamar Jackson's at. Baltimore is a place that the culture is kind of built. Ray Lewis built it. Ozzie Newsome built it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't buy all of that. And that's why I never was excited about John, because John Harbaugh's agent is related to the old president. I'm supposed to get excited about that? Sorry. Nope. I'm not. If we're going to do a change, I would prefer it be somebody that's young, fresh, and with some different, different thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm not uber excited about a 63-year-old that's coached 18 years in one spot and has the same amount of championships that Mike McCarthy had. I'd rather have Mike McCarthy back than John Harbaugh. Okay. If you're asking me to pick, I'm picking Mike. Mike has won in Dallas with an owner. He's had a deal with a laissez-faire owner, and he's had a deal with the most fair, or the most laissez. I don't know which way it goes. But he's had to deal with that end of it.
Ask Brian Jacobson.
So he's shown he can do both. So if you're going to do it, and I'll tell you this, and I think if you're going to criticize, how much of Matt LaFleur is about being a head football coach in the NFL or being the head football coach of the Green Bay Packers? Because I will promise you this. Mike McCarthy loves Green Bay. He loves being the head football coach of the Green Bay Packers and everything that goes with that. And I'm not saying that's not the case with Matt LaFleur, but I will for certain tell you that it means a ton for him to be the head football coach of this team under this structure with this organization. And I don't know. I think a lot of these other coaches want to coach ball. Matt LaFleur is a ball coach. He wants to scheme plays up. And if he was doing it in Tennessee or somewhere else, is it a big difference? You'd have to ask him. But I know this about Mike. He wants it to be, he would love, there'd be nothing he'd want more than to come back and win a championship for Green Bay. And I think that matters to a lot of fans. I do.
Dare I say, Soundgraph. And that one's not, that's not even controversial. You got nothing to worry about on that one. That was really good. Mike McCarthy, all time, has one Super Bowl championship. He has the 2007, 2010, 2014, 2016 berths in the NFC Championship game, correct? His career overall record, 185, 123, and 2. He's got two ties.
That's a lot of ties.
For a winning percentage of
Father's
600.
Day. Must be. He's got kids, a lot of ties.
Indeed, Father's a lot of ties.
Nice.
Winning percentage of 600. Nice. He is 62 years old. John Harbaugh, who is 63 years old, is 193 and 124. That is a 609 winning percentage.
Yeah.
They both have one Super Bowl championship. In his 18 years, before they won their Super Bowl title, they reached the AFC championship twice. That was in 2012 that they won the Super Bowl, which was 2 years more recently than Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. Since winning the Super Bowl, do you know how many AFC championship games, which is one of our criticisms of Matt LaFleur, is that he has not gotten to at least a conference championship with a chance to win the Super Bowl since the 19 and 20 NFC championship games with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. Since 2012, the Baltimore Ravens have now missed the playoffs six times. They have been to the playoffs seven times. So in those 13 years, six playoffless seasons, seven times
six
making the playoffs.
Six playoffless seasons?
Correct. Correct. Including the year after they won the Super Bowl, by the way. How many times has he reached the AFC Championship game since winning the Super Bowl?
Twice.
Nope. Once.
And they blew it to Kansas City, right? Kansas City knocked them off at home.
Yep, they blew it.
So, and they were 13-4 that year. My point is that maybe our fans didn't want him either. They just don't want Matt LaFleur that percentage. And I want to get to Bill Huber's poll here because that was really interesting to me. Because maybe I've been listening to the loud voices and not the majority, clearly, but that track record, if Matt LaFleur had that track record, imagine how angry Packers fans would be with him now compared to what they are already.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the coach.
Right? So, I was very frustrated with Homer yesterday because to suggest that someone with that track record is so far and away superior to Matt LaFleur
If his name was John Smith, nobody'd be having this conversation.
No.
Period.
Finn.
I didn't realize 6 out of 13 years he didn't even make the playoffs.
That's correct.
McCarthy, what did he miss the playoffs once? From 09 on?
I mean, he obviously missed the playoffs in the 1 year that Rodgers broke his collarbone in 17, and then he missed the playoffs in 18 when he got fired. Other than that, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Other than that, he made the playoffs all those years after winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, it's a branding issue. There's a branding issue that goes in with it. There's a. It's a whole conversation. And I am not sitting here saying I still think Matt LaFleur should be the head football coach here. I think there's something to be said that about building it back up, you know, kind of taking all of this misery that has happened in the last couple of years and taking it, and then you have guys healthy. And I think the team in the direction is headed in the right way. But you got to move. This isn't a snail-paced league, man. Do I ever say, well, the league comes at you slow?
No, you
ever
never
say
said
this
that.
Is a snail-paced league?
No, no.
I don't think I've ever said that, and I won't.
Speaking of things that are not at a snail's pace, when you ask for a caller for our Iron Jock contest.
Yeah, I'm not going to be as big a jerk as I was on whatever day that was.
Well, that's nice.
Appreciate that.
But you're
that.
Still going to be a jerk?
No.
Just not as big of one?
No, I'm going to let Jesse decide. Jesse, where did you do your WEAC game?
Brian Jacobson.
WEAC, depending on how you want to say it. You were in La Crosse last night, right? I saw a picture of you up on the bluff.
We were in La Crosse last night for a great game.
Granddad's Bluff?
Granddad Bluff did our post-game show up on the bluff. Yeah, pre-game show was at the
Pearl.
I
would argue it is. So the Apostle Islands are beautiful. Mm. You guys know I love Madeline Island. I've become a big fan of the up north, like north of north. Door County's beautiful, but I'd argue La Crosse on those bluffs. We're overlooking the Mississippi. It is, that's good stuff. How many miles is it from Madison, Wisconsin to La Crosse? No, I'm just asking. This how many miles did you drive last?
This doesn't sound like I'm deciding.
It doesn't.
Unless you're just curious.
No, I want to know how many miles you drove last night, not round trip.
And also, were you like outside doing the post game show on top of Granddad's
Bluff? He did it outside,
bluff?
Yeah.
So what I do
and it was
is,
cold
yeah, I go. What I do is, when I go visit my different WIAC destinations,
you
I
find ice cream shops to eat double
I
scoops.
Some, I get some.
You had a double scoop on that video.
I did get a double scoop. It was good. The Pearl. You can't waste your trip. I find some recommended spots, and it could be ice cream shops or scenic views or dive bars or whatever.
Or
and
both.
I go and feature some of them as we do our WIAC games around the state of Wisconsin. It's been a lot of fun so far. Great recommendations. It was
probably only 140 miles or something, right?
2 hours and 11 minutes. 143 miles.
Wow. That seems like a good number, right? That seems fair. Or is that
I thought
much?
Jesse was choosing.
No, I am. I'm asking him. I don't want to be a jerk today.
How many points?
I'm in an annex wealth management kind of mood today. I want to be in a good. I want to be in a good spot.
Just do 143. That's fine.
New goals. And Iron Jock is here to help you stick to them, whether you're hitting the gym, heading to work, or just trying to smell a whole lot better in 2026. Iron Jock gear has you covered. Right now, ESPN listeners can take 30% off all Iron Jock gear on orders over $75. Use that promo code ESPN30 at checkout. It's promo code ESPN30. Look good, smell great, and start the year strong with Iron Jock. And because on orders of $75 or more, you use the code ESPN30. Jesse, what's 75 plus 30?
85, 95,
105.
105.
Right now, your chance to win an Iron Jock hat. Caller number 105 wins that Iron Jock hat. I'm going to take it easy on Jesse today. Again, caller number 105 to win that Iron Jock hat at 844-770-3776. What ice cream did you get last night? What'd you get?
They had a salted caramel and an Oreo espresso, I think it was called.
Keep you awake for that drive home to 143 miles.
Help get me home a little bit later at night. Indeed. It was delicious. Love the Pearl. Came recommended by one of our teammates who went to college there a number of years ago. And I've been there a few times and will continue to go back.
Which teammate?
Courtney. One of our marketing teammates who's now down in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Go La Crosse. We're going to take a look at Bill Huber's polling. He's like the Pew Research firm when it comes to what the Packers should do with their brain trust. I think you'll find the current results interesting. We'll share them next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Sports Illustrated posted the following poll question, which is brilliant, and it has 16,000 votes as of right now.
Wow, Hubes, getting it done.
Congratulations. You were just hired as the Packers president.
Apparently they like green and gold.
What's your plan?
Okay. Ah.
Go on the WI.
The
go on the WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament broadcast, and then go sledding down the hill. Here are your choices, President Tauscher.
I miss Murph.
Okay.
Yeah, and he misses me. Fire LaFleur. Fire Goody. Fire both. Keep both. Pray for health. Now, you only get four choices. That would obviously point out that you believe that they're both the right guys and that injuries derailed what could have been a special season. I would also say that other caveats could be make some changes on the staff, adjust your philosophy slightly, and maybe have a veteran or two once in a while on the team, all those kinds of things. But Bill had four choices, and it's obviously worked for him. Would you like to guess how this polling has played out?
I think fire LaFleur is at the top.
The most votes, you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Are you sitting down? You are. Because if you recall Monday's program, I mercifully got to go to the locker room. It started with not a soul in sight wanting Matt LaFleur back as head coach. And it never changed while I was gone. So if you were listening correct solely to our show, you would think everybody in the Packers Nation wanted Matt LaFleur to be fired. What if I told
now
you?
It's what? When did he put this poll in the field? Yesterday?
At 4:16 p.m. yesterday.
So you know this, man. Things happen quick, not snail-like.
Except for this
the
extension.
Odds that he... I feel like people, yeah, it's true. People are, okay, I'm guessing I'm going to be way wrong, which is good.
The leading vote getter out of, as of now, 16,183 votes has 69.7%. That is not stay an healthy insignificant percentage.
No,
keep both, pray for health. 69.7%. Fire LaFleur 17%, fire both 8.9%, fire Goody 4.4%. So if we combine fire LaFleur with fire both, you're talking 26% of the fan base wants Matt LaFleur fired. Tell me that that's anything close to the vibe you got over the last several days.
Well, you have to always take into account
emotion,
the prisoner of the moment
palming
scenario that plays in.
Sure.
And the emotions were hot, obviously, Saturday night on our postgame show. Emotions were still hot on Monday. And I think as you start coming to reality and understanding that they've had these conversations and he's more than likely going to be back, and then you start looking at the big picture with some of the injuries, and you heard Micah's comments, and you heard other players go to bat for Matt. I understand why that sentiment has shifted a little bit. But I think even out of those 69%, that are diehard Packer fans, I would think if something came up that this contract didn't get worked out, I would think that Packer fans would be fine with that too. There's not some strong – this isn't some strong passion like you got to keep Brett Favre as quarterback, don't give the job to Rodgers.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
It's not that. This, I would say, is lukewarm at best of an endorsement even after 5 or 6 days from this loss. But I think there is something to be said about the direction and where this team is trending with its younger players and now with Micah. If you get everybody back healthy, I think people believe you can win, and you can win with this organization as it's currently structured. And they don't know the uncertainty of who would that be. Because it's one thing to get rid of somebody. It's another thing making it better. Just because you do that doesn't mean it's going to happen. So I think you factor all that in. But, yes, I am very surprised that it's less than a week. I would think at most it would have been 50%. And to be at 70% is, I think that's a testament to Matt LaFleur and the fact that Packer fans do believe in him.
Jesse, are you still taking calls for our Iron Jock contest, or are you done?
I'm well done. Jeremy Good. And Deerfield are big winner today.
Hey, congrats, Jeremy. My question for you is, how would you have voted in this?
I say keep them. I said the other day, coming out of the loss, have the Packers achieved all that they can with Matt LaFleur? Has he taken them as far as you believe that he can? And I'm coming around to the notion that I don't think that they have achieved as much as they can with him as the head coach. And I think that you can point to a number of different reasons for why that's happened. I don't think he's without blame, but I don't think removing him and bringing someone else in instantly makes the situation that drastically better.
Dare I ask for calls?
Well, you missed out on all the calls on Monday. It's up
I
to
know,
you.
I'm aware. Have you softened your position on Matt LaFleur, or are you just resigned to it because that's the way it's trending and you're not going to get what you want?
Why don't we put a poll in and get like a passion meter? Let's get a passion meter about where our thoughts are with Matt LaFleur as the head coach. Because that you saying resigned to the fact he's going to be back, I am curious if that's it or if you really believe Matt LaFleur is the right guy.
There's
you two
mean
different ways to look at
fans,
that, right?
Yeah. That's fair.
Fans, yeah. I'm not asking you. Lord knows I'm not going to ask you that question. No way.
Not until 11:15 at least.
Yeah, you're a storyteller. You're not.
Let me tell you a story about Steinhoffels. A new year means a new mattress. And I think there's a few people that called on Monday that could use a nice, calm night of sleep on a brand new mattress. Refreshed. Change their attitude a little bit. And right now at Steinhoffels, you can start 2026 feeling rested and make an impact while you're at it. All January, stop into Steinhoffels and test rest any mattress. For every test rest, Steinhoffels donates $20 to Special Spaces Wisconsin, helping create dream bedrooms for kids battling cancer. Of course, they need to make up for the three kicks that Brandon McManus missed, two of them being field goals that cost $1,000 that would have gone to Special Spaces Wisconsin. And here's the bonus. For just trying a mattress, you get a $20 lunch gift card. So you get and you help some kids have dream bedrooms with a, and it's such a great cause, Special Spaces Wisconsin. Better sleep, free lunch, and a great cause. The January test rest event, only at Steinhoffels. We'll work on the wording of our poll, but if you have softened your position, or, hey, if you went the other way, and the fact that it's trending toward him staying, you've only hardened your position further, that you don't want him to be your Packers head coach, the Carbless Talk and Text Line is 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Holding it out. Taking your calls. It appears to have been a good decision. Now we'll see how the calls go, which will really decide whether it was a good decision. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. We'll get to one call, that's all, right now, and then we'll get to more calls in the 10 o'clock hour. I think our primary question, you can talk about whatever you want, just don't be a jerk, is have you softened your position based on the way this is trending on Matt LaFleur being the Packers head coach? Resignation is certainly a possible word here, right? I'm just resigned to the fact that they're not changing coaches. I wanted them out, but they're not going to change. So now I'm kind of recalibrating how I feel. Maybe it's hardened your resolve to say, no, get rid of him. He sucks. Maybe you were all along saying, no, I still believe. I live in a world where I wish we had Doc Brown's time machine, because I would love to go back to Denver and not have Micah Parsons. I mean, I'd really rather go back even further to Tucker Kraft, and he doesn't have Sean Ryan get cut blocked into him and he tears his ACL. I still believe they are a NFC championship game team with a chance to go to the Super Bowl if those two players are not the ones that get hurt. And yes, the 49ers are in the divisional round with everybody and their brother injured. They also had that many injuries last year, and they went 5-12. So I just, if you're going to use that as an example, you have to point out the flip side, that they also had a really crappy season last year. And there were some people talking about, are they going to move on from Shanahan? So,
nobody serious thought that.
I agree, but I'm sure there were people that are like our fans who were like, this guy can't win the big one. He lost the Super Bowl twice.
There's people that think a lot of things.
It's true.
I mean, it's right.
Let's find out what Jeff in Janesville thinks.
Yeah.
Jeff, good morning.
JJ.
Welcome to Wilde and Tausch.
Thank you. Tausch gave me a really good perspective of it. He said, NFL players, you stay in the league long enough, you have a 100% chance of getting hurt. Period, end of subject. My issue with Matt LaFleur, keep him. I think he's a great head coach, offensive coordinator, but instead of 100% hurt, we got to stop worrying about, he has to stop worrying about hurting people's feelings. And Jason, you made a great point about when Joe Barry got let go, how Rich Bisaccia went at you at the conference and then later apologized because of their friendship or whatever. He needs to stop letting his feelings get in the way of his coaching staff. Rich Versace, I'm sure he's a great guy, but he needs to go. He needs to be gone. And that's how Matt LaFleur needs to coach his personnel, not his players. That's just my personal feeling on that.
No, Jeff, great point. I would agree that there's an argument to be made that
facts
he is loyal to
feelings.
A fault. Yeah.
Facts over feelings. If your special teams stink, you need a new coach. If your defensive coordinator has lost the trust of your team, which Joe Barry did, facts over feelings. And Matt LaFleur has had a hard time letting go of people. That means he's an empathetic dude. But as a head football coach in the NFL, it's facts over feelings, baby. That's a great call, Jeff.
Yeah. He's right, and we appreciate the call. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, but first.
Uh-oh.
The king of the webinar, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Tauscher makes one last push for you to join Annex Wealth Management, Dr. Brian Jacobson, and Dr. Mark Tauscher on today's webinar.
I do have a master's degree.
I know you do.
Know that. And today, January 15th, soon as I'm done with this show, matter of fact, maybe even a little
before bit
earlier
you're done
with
this
with
show.
Thank you, Jason. I beat you to it. I am going to co-host a webinar, regardless of what the website says, with Annex Wealth Management. I don't have a script, but what I do have are questions right here, a couple, not a ton, for Dr. Brian Jacobson, who we always say this on our show, Jason, we're not experts. We're experts on a lot of stuff. We're not experts on everything. And when we're not, we bring in experts. And Dr. Brian Jacobson, he is a really smart guy. He's on national TV, CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg. So what is going to happen today when an economist and a smart guy like Brian Jacobson talks to Old T? Well, you need to find out. So today, head over to events.annexwealth.com. Join us right at noon. You can literally go from Wilde and Tausch, head over to events.annexwealth.com. I'm not sure what I'm going to be wearing, but I am certain I have questions about everything. And there is a lot of stuff going on in the markets. We're going to do that right after the show today, noon, events.annexwealth.com.
The tease of what happens with when a world-renowned economist sits down with Old T is beautiful. Yep. Whoever wrote that copy,
thanks.
Kudos to you.
No, again, I ad-libbed. I actually ad-libbed
there's
that.
No, so there's no way you ad-libbed that.
You did not come
you
up.
You want me to send you the script?
You did
yes.
not come I'll up
send
with
you the script.
World
send it to me right now.
Economist.
I will
there's
apologize
no
publicly. I will apologize publicly if it's not on there in any form.
I hope the LaFleur
well,
news
well, there's
breaks.
A little. The world famous economist is on there.
I hope. That's our point. Anyway. I hope the LaFleur news breaks in the middle of your webinar and you pivot.
No,
I do too.
You're talking the markets and silver and then suddenly, hey, by the way, Brian, you know, we got big news here. Matt LaFleur just got a contract extension. What do you think, Dr. Brian Jacobson? And then he weighs in and then
no, I would ask
I think
if
he should invest
if
in silver.
If Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst are stocks, which way are you betting that they're going to go up? You're going to short them? You're going to put them ride it out long? What are you going to do? And he'll say, who's that? Or maybe he's a huge Packer fan. I have no idea. I'll learn a lot more about Dr. Brian Jacobson this afternoon, is my guess.
And I have the script now, so I can read through it myself during the break. All right. If you are on hold, that would be Jim, Ron, Steve, and Michael. And then we also have more room for your calls. Are you resigned? Are you excited? Are you angry? If this is trending toward Matt LaFleur continuing as the Packers head coach, how do you feel as a Packers fan? 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is Wilde and Tausch, and it will continue in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.